Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Wednesday, second day of August. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports, the name of the radio program you are in tune with. And you're in tune with it on 1600 AM, KGYM. You can also find us on the FM dial 102.3 and 106.3 in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. We are Eastern Iowa's home for sports, and we're going to talk sports with you. Four straight hours of local sports talk coming your way on all of our frequencies. Find us streaming online too, KGYMradio.com, and on the free-to-download app for your smartphone. Grab it today. Fire up the stream, and we are your friend, your radio friend. Gotta break out the old school announcer voice, your radio friend in your pocket. I don't know who I'm imitating with that. I've worked with a lot of great broadcasters in my day, even as a young old dude, and I could be just a mashup of any of them. 319-366-1600. Absolutely nothing to talk about today, right? Nothing? Nothing whatsoever. Isaac shaking his head. Producer Isaac. Nothing. Oh, yeah, there's plenty to get to. We have a full show, so instead of me joking about having nothing to talk about, we are just going to jump right in. Lots of news coming out within the last, less than 24 hours. All started yesterday afternoon, the report from the Des Moines Register about Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers and allegations about the sports betting investigation, allegations of tampering with the evidence when it comes to the investigation into sports betting at both Iowa and Iowa State. He is not alone in the players that are now facing charges as a result of the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. Seven current and former Iowa and Iowa State student athletes have been charged as of today. We'll run down the full list for you. We learned about three of them since the Hunter Deckers and other players news from Iowa State broke last night, including two rather prominent names when it comes to Iowa football and men's basketball. We'll talk about that here momentarily. We'll recap what we learned yesterday in the Hunter Deckers news for Iowa State, examine what that means for the Cyclones going forward. And wouldn't be a day without conference realignment news. Yeah, that seems to be the name of the game. We're trying to get ready for a season here. Can we just talk football? Can we just get into X's and O's, touchdowns, field goals, punting? Can we talk about that? We could talk about that, but new conference realignment news when it comes to the Big Ten and, well, what could be left of the Pac-12 or, I guess, Pac-9. The Big Ten putting out the feelers, starting the explorations of potentially going to maybe 18, maybe 20. That's to do with our poll question at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. How many teams are in the Big Ten 2 years from now? 16? 18 or 20 plus? Is it just going to be one giant Pangea conference? Remember Pangea? Or just remembering some geography prehistory lessons from grade school days with the 20 plus option. But you can weigh in at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Love to hear your thoughts on anything going on in the sports world today at 319-366-1600. That is our talker text line today. Isaac, what's new?
Nothing. Obviously, a real slow news day, as you mentioned.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that
I was hoping to get through the Immaculate Grid live on the air today, but then this whole investigation thing just had to.
There's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow
or Friday.
Yeah. I'm glad that it was interesting. The end of Todd's show, the second hour of Todd's show yesterday after the Hunter Decker story broke, just because. I'm sure Todd had a plan on what he wanted to talk to for that second half, and I just kind of... I think he was going to talk a little bit more about trade deadline stuff, and then I was kind of looking at him, and he looked at me, he was like, Isaac, you look like you got some of the you want to say. I was like, yep, I just had a story break, and he pulled it up right on Twitter right as I was saying it to him. So, but it's content, I guess.
It's
so.
The beauty of live radio. This is what we do. This is why we do it for days like this, instead of us reading off or trying to think of... players who played for the Royals and the Pirates on the Immaculate Grid today, live on the radio and boring you all to death. We're going to talk about news breaking overnight with this. And as if you've listened to local programming, you've followed along with our social media accounts, you know some interesting stuff coming out in the last under 24 hours or so, looking at this investigation into sports betting, illegal sports betting, by the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. And as of today, as of just before noon, the DCI putting out a statement listing seven current and former Iowa and Iowa State student athletes charged as a result of its investigation into illegal sports betting. It's one of those days, before we dive in, my show notes. I have a lot more show notes than just this, but double-sided chicken scratch. I've got arrows, things circled on this page, so bear with me if I kind of jump around a little bit here. But let's start with the new information. We know about Hunter Deckers. We know about the Iowa State players, that news coming out from the Des Moines Register last night during the 5 o'clock hour, which is here on KGYM with Todd Brommelkamp every weekday afternoon. That was the extent of the Iowa State news that came out. But after that, we learned of three current and former University of Iowa athletes that are part of this investigation and have charges filed against them in Johnson County. The first one that came out was Gehrig Christensen, now a former Iowa baseball player at the University of Iowa. The Johnson County's attorney, Johnson County Attorney's Office, filing a criminal complaint against Christensen, accusing him of tampering with records related to the DCI's probe into sports gambling. And this is the common theme you'll see, and I'll share my thoughts on this, and I'm guessing some of you might have the same thoughts on this going forward. But this is the common theme that you see with this, and it's disturbing. It's maybe that's not the right word to use, but it just makes you question, was it really worth it as a student athlete to go to this length to place a wager, knowing full well that you could not be doing this, placing a sports bet, knowing full well that you couldn't do this? In Christensen's case specifically, he is accused of operating what investigators call a scheme with his mother, which allowed him to hide his identity to manipulate these transactions as if his mom was the one placing the bets, not him. The tampering with records charge is, in the state, an aggravated misdemeanor and could carry a maximum sentence of up to 1 year in county jail or up to 2 years in prison if indeed convicted. Christensen accused of using a DraftKings account to place a total of 559 underage wagers, including approximately 23 on sporting events at the University of Iowa. The total was more than $2,400. That's according to a court document filed yesterday in Johnson County. This document says that Christensen alleges that he, quote, routinely and consistently placed wagers from his personal phone, and those were traced back to his residence at the university and in areas of the university that are, quote, not routinely open to the public. So he tried to essentially hide what he was doing under the premise that it was his parent, his mother, making these bets, and in the end, it got found out with that. That is Gehrig Christensen, now a former baseball player from the University of Iowa. He did announce his retirement from baseball on social media back on June 8th. Not listed on the current roster, according to the Des Moines Register, after he did step away from the game. That was the first one that came out after the Iowa State news that came out yesterday evening. Earlier today, we got two more names from the University of Iowa that have had charges filed against them. University of Iowa football player Aaron Blum, the backup kicker, was supposed to be the backup kicker today, or not today, but this season, I should say. He also faces a charge of tampering with records as a result of the DCI's investigation. When it comes to Blum, the criminal complaint from Johnson County says that he allegedly made around 170 sports bets while underage, including one bet on an Iowa football game. Blum was a backup kicker at the time. He allegedly bet the under on the 2021 Cy-Hawk game. He did not appear in the game. Iowa did win the game, so there's a whole other side to this. Like, we don't know what's going to happen to the games that these players dressed for or played in. I think there's going to be a line there. I don't know. I'm not an expert in determining what happens with, you know, possible forfeitures or you know, vacation of wins. I don't know the whole process that goes into that. I apologize for my ignorance with that. But I think the fact that he didn't play is better than if he did play and say he made the game-winning field goal. I'm just kind of spitballing here, so bear with me. But still, placing a wager on not only a team at your university, but your own team, a team you are a member of, is not a good thing, even if you did not appear in the game. The court document for Blum alleges that he placed around approximately eight bets on Iowa sporting events, including the Cy-Hawk game from 2021. The 170 bets in total totaled more than $4,400. And the common thread that we talked about, just like with Garrett Christensen that we mentioned earlier, he is accused of disguising his identity, Blum is, by using one of his parents' information to bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook. Which, by the way, that's a violation of DraftKings terms and conditions. You cannot do that. Not only are you breaking the rules of the NCAA, where you can't bet on your team, you can't bet on sports at your school, you can't bet on the same sport at another school, you're violating the terms and conditions with this. In the complaint as well, according to the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Blum's mother telling law enforcement that he made the bets under her name with her consent and knowledge, according to the complaint. That was number two that we got earlier today. And then number three, and this is where it kind of gets interesting because it not only impacts the University of Iowa, but it also impacts the new team that this player is on. That would be former Hawkeye basketball player Aaron Ulis. He faces a tampering with records charge among the DCI's probe into sports gambling at both Iowa and Iowa State. Criminal complaint filed earlier today in Johnson County says that Ulis allegedly used his older brother's information to disguise betting, sports betting, approximately 1,850, according to the criminal complaint, his account or on this account. The investigators saying in their criminal complaint over 740 of the 1,850 bets were placed while he was underage. The alleged wagers totaled over $34,800, and the complaint alleges at least one wager was on an Iowa sporting event. It has been reported by a number of sources that that was indeed an Iowa football game. Over 430 of those wagers, according to investigators, were on NCAA-sanctioned football and basketball games. Now, Aaron Ulis, no longer a member of the Iowa men's basketball team. He has since transferred to Nebraska, and Nebraska putting out a statement earlier today as well that they are aware of the eligibility concerns involving Aaron Ulis, the athletic department over in Lincoln, saying they were made aware this summer about the potential issue regarding the eligibility of Aaron Ulis. They say since that time, they have been in communication with the NCAA regarding the matter, and Aaron is not participating with the team on its trip to Spain. So you see the common thread here between the three players that have been named so far, the three of the seven, Garrett Christensen, Aaron Blum, and Aaron Ulis from the University of Iowa, all trying to disguise what they were doing, all placing wagers while underage, which is not good, and all, in some cases, placing wagers on sports at the University of Iowa, which, as a student athlete, and even with the revised changes, the revisions, I should say, to the NCAA sports betting violation guidelines, we went through these when they came out, it was last month, make that 2 months ago now, late June is when they came out. Number one bullet point, student-athletes who engage in activities to influence the outcomes of their own games or provide information to people involved in sports betting will potentially face permanent loss of collegiate eligibility in all sports. The NCAA rule says this would also apply to student-athletes who wager on their own games or on other sports at their own schools. If you are a football player at Iowa, you certainly cannot wager on the football team. You can't wager on men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, soccer. There's no hockey team. Can you wager on club hockey? Probably not. If you do, please seek help. but point short, all point aside, all jokes aside, it's not legal. You can't do it. And especially when you involve covering things up, trying to hide things, trying to make it seem like it's not what it is. We know investigations, they take time. Investigations tend to dig up sometimes more than what was initially brought for, right? We see these kind of things pop up, and those were the three newest additions to this list. Charges filed today in Johnson County from the Division of Criminal Investigation and the Sports Betting Investigation. 319-366-1600. Ken on the text line, appreciate it as always, Ken, saying particularly disturbing to them and the number of cases in which parents are involved or complicit. That's the thing. And Isaac, you and I were talking before the show. You're a student athlete, right? This is something we can get into here after the break, but I'm not sure how you fix this. The only way this is going to get fixed is if these student athletes are made an example of.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a case study, right, with not only the three we named from Iowa, and then there could be more. The DCI in their statement earlier today saying the investigation is ongoing, may result in the filing of additional charges. So as the investigation continues, they might find out that someone else had a false name on an account. It was actually them placing the wagers, and they were betting on, you know, Iowa basketball as a football player or Iowa State, whatever, as a Cyclone basketball player. It's a bad look. It's a tough place to be in if you're both schools. At the same time, you are a student athlete. You know you can't do this, and you especially can't cover it up by having your parents sign up for an account for you just to bet on sports.
Yeah, and it's just going to be a rough couple of months, I think, where there's going to be a lot coming out from not only Iowa and Iowa State. Again, I think there's still more schools that will come out here in the future. But I think you do have to make an example out of them. I think a lot of them are expecting to be able to get away with it because they've been high-level athletes. They've been able to, I don't want to say get away with, but they've been maybe given a little bit more leniency than a normal person would be in a lot of their lives at this point, I would imagine. And so I think some of them think, well, that might apply to them. It doesn't apply to me because I'm so important to the team, or I'm
the starting quarterback.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
And so I think once they see that, that maybe we're on that, are thinking that, like, I can't get away with it. There's no way. And then they see the punishments for it, which is, you know, criminal charges and complete loss of eligibility.
Right. Because
I think they would take a look and be like, well, maybe it's definitely not worth a, you know, $20 bet on an Iowa basketball game if you're a football player to just never be able to play any college sports ever again.
I feel like messaging, and we've heard this, and I'll play the clip here after the break from Kirk Ferentz. He was asked about this at Big Ten Media Days last week, and the point he made is I think there needs to be better messaging. And I'm not a student athlete. I never played college sports. I played high school sports very briefly, and you know, gambling wasn't a thing where I grew up. It's not legal statewide in Wisconsin. There's certain pockets of where you can bet certain casinos, but it was never really a thing, and it was legal in Iowa either. So I'm, you know, trying to think, like, how can you better message this if you're the NCAA? I'm assuming there is messaging, but clearly the messaging isn't doing its job,
Right.
Right. If we have this many, you know, seven in total as of right now, as we know, what was it, 26 all told between the two schools that are under under the microscope right now. So I feel like it's there's no real easy solution to this other than to say, hey, you know, don't be like these guys. This is the case study, right? For any future athletes that come through, whether it's Iowa, Iowa State, Clemson, Washington State, San Jose State, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, whatever schools are on the map, look what happened here. You don't want to be like them. And especially in the case of Hunter Deckers, who we'll talk about in just a minute, he's done.
Yeah.
He bet on Iowa State, allegedly. I got to use the word allegedly. He bet on Iowa State sports as a student athlete and as a football player. He bet on his own team.
Yeah.
That he's done.
Yeah.
He's never going to play again in the NCAA. Like, it's just, you know, it. And the case of Enyi Nwazirike, the Cyclone turned Denver Bronco, is another story, which we'll get to in just a little bit. But it's just, sports betting is legal in Iowa. You know, you could make the argument, sure, like, well, does it hurt anyone if, say, a student athlete at Iowa, like a football player at Iowa, places a bet on the Super Bowl?
Right.
You can make that argument, but the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
You can't do it. So it's this tough place to be in, and I'm a big believer. You do something wrong, you should be held accountable.
Yeah,
you do the crime, you do the time, and these guys did the crime, they should do the time. Now it's important to point out too, and thanks to Keith Murphy over in Des Moines, a TV reporter over in Des Moines, he pointed out, and he's much better at the job than I am. That's whether he's in Des Moines and maybe, you know, I'm sitting here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Cedar Rapids. I digress. But it's important to point out the charges here stem from the tampering, the covering up, the illegal gambling, the underage gambling charge is a fine.
Yeah.
Essentially. But but the covering up is the problem here. And the NCAA thing is a totally different problem.
Right.
These are all kind of layered. You have the covering up, which is the problem here, which is why the charges are being brought forth. You have, you know, the underage gambling, which is certainly not a good thing. And then you have the NCAA eligibility thing, which is going to be a case of its own. And, you know, on a case-by-case basis, I think you're going to see, you know, some athletes have eligibility taken away permanently, or in the case of some of these players that have, you know, in the case of Garrett Christensen, the former Iowa baseball player, he's already announced he's stepped away from the game. So, you know, that I guess resolves itself, but Iowa suddenly probably needs a new backup kicker.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Drew Stevens if you're a Hawkeye fan,
yeah,
you know, unless
right.
we find out something with that. But you know, it's a really tough place to be in. The NCAA, I don't think they haven't advanced their rules enough with this.
Change them more. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that student athletes should be allowed to bet on their own teams and their own games. No, absolutely not. You cannot do that. That will impact the outcome of games. But boy, I think there needs to be more clear messaging.
Yeah, there needs to be clear, a little more clarity.
Yeah.
I think also going back to what Ken texted, I think there might need to be some education on the parents' parts, because I don't know what I know that student athletes get educated on this. I don't know what they kind of tell the parents as far as something like this goes. Like, do the parents kind of realize what this means for them if they're caught at all, or were they just kind of doing it because, oh, well, my kid asked me to, like, what's a $20 wager sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
That is something that kind of entered my thought process, is do the parents need to be involved a little bit in something like that of that education process?
Right. 5037, interesting point on the text line, 319-366-1600. 5037 says, wondering if the parents are lying about them knowing the child was doing this. If not, that could be another charge for stolen identity. What you just said there, Isaac, what 5037 said on the text line is an interesting point. I found it really odd that all three investigations that I just talked about from the University of Iowa, plus you add in Hunter Deckers from Iowa State, which we'll talk about here in a moment, all three of them had a component of the parent covering up, allegedly covering up or trying to cover up the betting. Do the parents know about it? Are they trying to take a fall for their kids? I don't know. Like, I'm not saying they are, but it seems weird to me that every single case has had a component of that.
Yeah.
I can see one, you know, maybe like, oh, you know, my kid's going to get in trouble for this. You know, he really wants to do this, and this, maybe this is the way I grew up, but I can't imagine going to my dad.
Oh, yeah. My dad
and
was,
saying,
yeah.
Hey, Dad, can you create a FanDuel account so I can place a couple wagers on the game? My dad would look at me like, what?
Yeah, my dad
like,
would say,
what are you talking about?
Why on earth would you ever want to do that?
I could hear, you know, total random family story here, but sometimes my dad will break out in the voice of his dad, my grandpa, Wagon, and he would come out with, I can't say what he would say on the air, but it would, what are you talking about? Like, that kind of, like, he kind of would, like, he would go into that mode of, like, what, why are you even asking me this?
Yeah.
And I can't imagine there are three families, and maybe I'm putting too much faith in humanity in the year of our Lord 2023. I don't know. But maybe I can't imagine there are three separate families that would be like, yeah, sure, you want to place bets on games? Sure, I'll create that DraftKings account for you.
Yeah, I wonder if they just think that it's not going to have the repercussions like this.
Right.
So
maybe they don't know how the app works.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just like, oh, yeah, sure, I can do that for you. You just want to be the cool parent? I don't know. Like, I'm not a parent. I don't know. I've never had to play the cool dad in a scenario.
Yeah.
So I don't know. 319-366-1600, talking about the latest in the sports betting investigation. If you missed it, 7 total players between Iowa and Iowa State have been charged by the DCI. We'll run down the full list. We've talked about Iowa with Garrett Christensen, Aaron Ulis, and Aaron Blum, the allegations against them. Big one from yesterday was Hunter Deckers. We'll recap what we know from him. Talk about the situation for Eni Awazirike for the Cyclones as well, now of the Denver Broncos. He's in trouble for both Iowa State and the NFL. His situation is not one that I really would ever want to be in. Certainly, again, falls under the, hey, you do the crime or crimes, you do the time. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Your thoughts, welcome on the Talk of Text Line, 319-366-1600. Back after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have clouds taking over for the rest of the day. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s, so still warm, and it will be humid. As we head into this evening, there's a chance for an isolated shower or storm. Outside of that, it's just going to be cloudy with temperatures dropping into the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and temperatures will be near 90 degrees. It will be humid, and we'll have the chance for an isolated shower or storm with the chance for rain really increasing over the weekend. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Drive for Lives, August 15th at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course, and enjoy a day on the green supporting the Cedar Valley Humane Society. Sign up as an individual or team of four. Registration is at 11 a.m. Shotgun start at noon with cart, lunch, prizes, and more.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank is a true community bank, believing service still comes with a local touch. Since 1924, Fairfax State Savings Bank provides secure, honest, relationship-based banking. They understand the little things that make our community special. Strong personal connections, sincere friendliness, and a sense of pride in local growth. And that's how they've succeeded for nearly a century. Learn more at TheBankHere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank. In Fairfax, Amana, and Cedar Rapids. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Jeep and truck enthusiasts. Join KGYM at Sadler Powertrain's off-road and outdoor event at their Cedar Rapids location August 5th from 11 to 2 p.m. The best in show grand prize in the contest is $500, with $250 prizes for baddest Jeep, baddest truck, and baddest crawler. All Jeeps and trucks are welcome. Admission is $10 and includes entrance into the show and shine and lunch from County Line Barbecue. See you Saturday and check out Sadler Powertrain's Facebook page for details.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter Nevada, play from anywhere.
Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make 5 picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up, last the longest to win it all.
$14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Back at 2:36, Spencer at Sports here at KGYM. The Brewers just committed 2 errors and lost a series to the Washington Nationals. There's my baseball talk for today. Cub fans, I'm going to say this now, and this is me frustrated after my team just lost to the freaking Washington Nationals. The Cubs might get the wild card if the Brewers keep playing. They might win the division if the Brewers keep playing this way. And the Cubs keep beating the Reds, 20-9, like they did last night. Through a 9-3-6-6-1600. We'll try to get to a little baseball. There was a no-hitter last night. Did you know that? Try to squeeze in a little baseball before 3 o'clock. Want to get to college expansion. Latest feelers being put out when it comes to the Big Ten. With the potential scraps of the Pac-12 or Pac-9, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Big Ten could expand. That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. They're at least putting out the feelers, getting the exploratory digs, if you will. I don't know. I'm trying to use like a mining reference or oil drilling. I don't know. But our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. How many teams do you think will be in the Big Ten 2 years from now? 16, 18, or 20 plus. I made the comment about Pangea earlier. 5165 chiming in. Pangea is the brand that makes my geckos food. So there you go. I did not know that. So that might be the first gecko reference on Spencer on Sports. Thank you, 5165. 319-366-1600. Talking about the sports betting investigation into Iowa and Iowa State, we highlighted the new news that came out earlier today. The 3 Iowa players that have been charged as part of this investigation into illegal sports betting. We'll get to the rest of the Iowa State players in just a moment, but the big story from yesterday was that Hunter Deckers, the quarterback, starting quarterback last year for the Cyclones, has been charged with tampering with records related to the Iowa DCI's probe into sports gambling. 2 other current Iowa State athletes have also been charged with tampering with records. Pinero Johnson, a wrestler for the Cyclones, and Dodge Saucer, a sophomore offensive lineman, both accused of wagering on Iowa State sports. We mentioned Enyi Owazirike a little bit ago, and we'll talk about him in just a moment. But focusing specifically on Hunter Deckers, he is accused of placing 26 bets on Cyclone sporting events, including the 2021 football game against Oklahoma State, in which he was a sophomore backup quarterback. The complaint alleges the DraftKings account controlled by Deckers completed around 366 mobile and online sports wagers totaling over $2,799. Court filing mentions a lot of the same stuff we talked about with the Iowa student athletes, current and former, that we talked about in the first part of the show. Underage gambling, violation of licensed sportsbook user terms and conditions, of course, violating NCAA policies, and then, of course, the whole conflict of interest part as well. This, much like the Iowa stories we told you about with Christensen, Ulis, and Blum, the court document also alleges that Hunter Deckers essentially schemed to cover things up with his parents, Scott and Jamie Deckers, to disguise his identity and allegedly basically place bets under the guise that it was his parents' wagering account and not his. And this, again, falls under what we just talked about. This is not good, and it's a tough spot to be in for Iowa State. Hunter Deckers and his attorneys put out a statement yesterday, really kind of a, I'll just come on and say it, kind of a strange statement when all is said and done, kind of saying that they don't really deserve to be charged with this. Hunter Deckers does deny the charges brought against him. And his attorney saying he will plead not guilty to the charge because he is, in fact, not guilty of the crime. The second line is kind of the playing the victim line, and that is kind of where I draw the line, if you will, with this. Like, you could say, okay, that's fine. If you want to plead not guilty, you're right to do that. You don't believe you should be charged with this. Of course, you're going to say that because you feel you've done nothing wrong. But the second line of the statement, and this is, again, from Keith Murphy over in Des Moines from WHO-TV, said this, quote, "This charge attempts to criminalize a daily fact of American life. Millions of people share online accounts of all kinds every day." Hold up here. Yes, that's true. I share a Hulu account with, you know, my roommates, and we share stuff here, like passwords to the ESPN Radio affiliate site, because we work together, right, Isaac? Like,
yeah.
But this is a totally different case. This isn't sharing your Netflix account, which you can't do anymore, but this isn't sharing your Netflix or Hulu account. This is a sports betting account that was set up to make it look like it was the parents' account, allegedly. And it was actually the starting quarterback of a Power 5 football team placing these wagers, including a game in which he suited up for back in 2021.
Yeah, and as you said, that's not even the criminal charge part for him.
Right.
Like, the criminal charge is him tampering with, I don't know exactly, I still don't quite understand the criminal charge part, but it's not him
it's
betting.
Covering like, yeah, it's covering up. The
cover-up
is the crime.
So I don't understand, really. Like, sure, maybe it's the sure you shared the account or whatever, we'll say that. I'm air quotes very heavy on that. But that's not the criminal charge. It's not just saying, oh, you bet, so we're going to charge you with a criminal offense. That's not quite the reason why you're getting charged with that.
The statement goes on to say, this is again from Hunter Deckers' attorneys, the Weinhardt Law Firm of Des Moines. Statement goes on to say, quote, "This prosecution interferes with and politicizes what is the business of Iowa State University and the NCAA? The investigation of the Iowa universities is the tip of an iceberg. Thousands and thousands of college athletes place bets, usually very small ones, with shared accounts. That is for the schools and the NCAA to police," end quote. This goes on to say that Hunter Deckers will not participate in fall camp, which obviously he can't, being accused of wagering. It would be an awful look for Matt Campbell and staff to have him be a part of this, part of fall camp. But again, like, and the statement is partially correct, in my opinion, where they say this is the tip of an iceberg, because just like with the hazing stuff we talked about with Northwestern that's ongoing, you're going to see, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of schools saying, oh my gosh, look at what happened to Iowa and Iowa State. They've got these players, whether it's men's basketball or football or baseball or whatever, that were placing bets, and now we have to do our own digging.
Yeah.
Right. We have to do our due diligence. You know, maybe it's handled internally, but something's going to come out somewhere. So technically they're correct there, but yes, it is for the schools of the NCAA to police, but at the same time, you can't do that and then cover it up or try to cover it up and still get caught. Like, it's just this whole cycle of, I don't know, just playing the victim when unnecessarily doing that.
Yeah,
and this isn't politicized.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't understand.
We're not at war with anybody. You did something wrong.
Yeah, I don't understand who's politicizing it. What's the politics involved with this. I just didn't even understand that section of it. Like, are you just trying to rile people up, kind of make people pick sides? Is that why you're saying it's a political thing? Because or politicizing it? Because I don't understand that comment at all. I don't understand a lot of the comment that he made in that statement, but that part really, I just read it and I didn't get it, where he was trying to go with that.
The investigation has been an immense distraction from Hunter's ability to be a good student and great teammate. Another quote from the statement from Hunter Decker's attorney. Again, I don't necessarily doubt that. I'm not saying that's not the case. However, you did the crime.
Yeah.
Like, the investigation is going to have to talk. Investigators are going to have to talk with you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, well, we're investigating you, have fun. Like, go about your daily life. You're going to have to be called into interviews.
Yeah.
People are going to get in touch with you for information. Like, it's going to take away from your time as a...
At least they did it in the summer. If you're talking, right. If you're worried about the academic standpoint of it, like, unless you're taking summer classes, I suppose, but I don't really know why, how it would affect you as a student. Classes haven't even started
right.
up.
Unless he's taking summer
courses.
Yeah,
unless he's taking some summer ones, but classes haven't started for me. I assume Iowa State's the same.
To be fair to the Decker's camp and the law firm, they put out another statement earlier today for clarity. And the more I read it, the more I think it doesn't really clarify things at all. But this is the statement from the Weinhardt Law Firm in Des Moines. It said, to be clear, Hunter is not charged with any gambling offense. There are laws in the books about gambling and about student athletes. Hunter is not charged with violating any of those. Hunter is instead charged with a serious business records crime that does not apply to this situation, even if the allegations against him were correct. So he's not charged with this crime. Our earlier statement made it seem like this, but the charges that he is facing, they don't apply to him. Hold on. he allegedly, and you know, facts are going to come out, and we'll see if this ends up going to, you know, some sort of trial or whatever, but he allegedly covered it up. He placed wagers. They have the evidence that he placed the wagers on the sports that he wasn't supposed to. I don't understand how he can't be held responsible for that.
Yeah, and his first statement was all about how, like, oh, everyone does it, so I shouldn't be getting charged with it. Again, that wasn't what the charge... The second statement makes more sense as far as the saying I'm not guilty of any of these charges, because it actually addresses the actual charge part. The first statement was just, everyone bets, why can't I bet, sort of thing, or everyone bets and I didn't, or technically, I guess he said, everyone bets, I didn't even bet, but it happens everywhere else, sort of thing, is kind of what the first statement said.
Yeah, it's a mess, basically, to summarize it in, you know, the most basic terms. What we know is, if it's found to be true, which, I mean, we don't have the full picture, but the allegations are pretty serious, right, that he bet on his own team while as a member of the team. A game that he dressed for against Oklahoma State, also made a number of other wagers. Can be assumed, never good to assume, but he will probably not see the field for Iowa State ever again. So that is the latest there. We mentioned Enyi Wazirike, the defensive lineman for the Denver Broncos. He's in trouble for both Iowa State and Denver as well, the Broncos. So two different leagues, essentially. The complaint states that while he was a member of the Cyclones, he actually bet on games as a member of the Cyclones, including the Iowa game in 2021 and the Kansas game in 2021. Over $21,361 worth of wagers for over approximately 801 accounts on FanDuel. FanDuel account, also controlled by Wazirike, placed around 32 wagers on Broncos games and individual Broncos players. So he's betting on player props in the NFL too, which is, it's not good. Don't do that. I don't know how to fix that either in the NFL. Like, the rules are there follow them.
Yeah, I thought.
And if it's that much of a temptation, then maybe don't play football anymore.
Yeah, I thought it would be obvious after the Calvin Ridley one, just because Calvin Ridley was somewhat high-profile name as far as NFL goes, and I thought people, if they were even thinking about it, would really take notice, and I suppose not yet, because we're still seeing people come out and do
Jameson it. Jameson Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't
Quintez
know.
Quintez Cephas.
I think there might be some more rule changes in the NFL that come out, and I think there might be some pretty harsh punishments for something like that.
319-366-1600, your thoughts welcome on the talker text line here this afternoon. Want to get to the expansion news. Nothing really happening just yet, but the feelers are getting put out for maybe the next round for the Big Ten. We'll talk about that coming up in a couple minutes. Spencer at Sports back in a bit here on KGYM.
Best days ever at the Iowa State Fair. Best days ever at the Iowa State Fair. Best days ever.
The best days ever start August 10th through August 20th at the Iowa State Fair. From heart-stopping adventure to kid-friendly rides, Thrillville, Thrill Town, and Thrill Zone have 9 new rides for your best days ever. Thrilling rides and games aren't the only adrenaline-packed excitement happening this year. Elwell Family Park events will leave you on the edge of your seat with the ATV Big Air Tour, UTV ATV Cup races, tractor pulls, and a demolition derby. Get your advanced Thrill Park passes today. Visit iowastatefair.org for special savings on Thrill Park passes and discounted Elwell Family Park tickets now through August 9th. Start planning your best days ever today. August 10th through August 20th at the Iowa State Fair.
Best days ever at the Iowa State Fair. Best days ever at the Iowa State Fair. Best days ever.
Save 11% on Menards' unbeatable selection of Atlas roofing products. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty, up to 130 mile per hour wind warranty, and a super wide design for fast installation. Protect your home for years to come and save 11% on all Atlas shingles right now at Menards. Good through August 6th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Back at 2:53, a few more minutes here with you on a Wednesday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Gym class is next. Joe Sheehan talking baseball. Also Chris Liss talking fantasy baseball coming up today between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6. Be sure you join Todd broadcasting live at Sadler Powertrain Truck Parts and Service for their second annual off-road and outdoor event this Saturday from 11 to 2. More details for you at kgymradio.com. With the Pac-12 seemingly teetering on the brink, I feel like they've been teetering on the brink for forever lately. The Big Ten, according to Yahoo Sports, has begun what are being called exploratory discussions about expanding to 18, maybe even 20 schools. The schools being considered are Oregon and Washington, if the league adds just two, or Cal and Stanford, if it wants to move to 20. Of course, all schools mentioned there currently members of the Pac-12. The discussions are in the very early stages, so nothing is imminent. But with the Pac-12 reportedly presenting a media deal that was not up to par with what I think the remaining schools were expecting, heavy on games appearing on an Apple TV Plus subscription based with about $20 million per year revenue per school. Compared to that to the minimum of 50 mil in the Big Ten, you could see why some schools are, 20 mil plus streaming only or 50 mil and we get the Big Ten linear package with CBS, Fox, and NBC. Yeah, you could see why things might be trending in one direction or another. The Big Ten apparently is approaching this cautiously, which a lot of people have pointed out, like the Big Ten and the SEC were kind of the ones responsible for this, just grabbing Texas and Oklahoma and then grabbing USC and UCLA. So them proceeding with caution is kind of laughable at this point, right? But seemingly waiting on what happens with the Big 12, if the Big 12 poaches the Arizona schools or maybe Utah, maybe then the Big 10 swoops in. And then what happens to the rest? You're probably looking at, what, Washington State in the Mountain West, which would be a big drop. I mean, Mountain West is still a decent conference, but it's not the Pac-12, that's for sure. But it is going to be interesting, like always, to see how this plays out. A group of four Big Ten University presidents, apparently, according to Yahoo Sports, began the preliminary process on Wednesday. The Big Ten putting out a statement within the last hour. The Big Ten still focused on integrating USC and UCLA, the other Pac-12 schools that they brought in, which will join next year. The statement said, "It's also the commissioner's job to keep conference chancellors and presidents informed about new developments as they occur." I'm not sure what that means, very legalese speak, but it basically means, yeah, we're talking to Oregon and Washington and Stanford and Cal. And it makes sense, right? If the Pac-12 is diving to the depths of the freezing ocean of college sports and never to be seen from again, then you got to have a plan in place if you're one of the schools remaining. And it seems like the Big Ten would be the most logical choice in this. And going back to the Pangea reference, we're expanding the ACC to include the California schools. That wouldn't make any sense at all. But the conference realignment wheel, we are just spinning it constantly. And we just need football back. Please, week zero, save us. Week zero, you're our only hope. Vandy, Hawaii, you're our only hope. Week zero, please, come save us. Save us, Obi-Wan Kenobi, week zero. That was, I'm trying to come up with stuff on the fly. I give you people somewhat comedic gold, and usually it falls flat on the face. All right, latest news for you tomorrow, conference realignment. Sports betting investigation. Might get to some baseball tomorrow, too. Have that for you at 2 o'clock right here on KGYM. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Gym class is up next.